Within the hour, following dawn over Mossflower Wood, mist tendrils rose from the treetops, heralding a fine warm day. The sun stood high in a sky as blue as a kingfisher's tail plumes. Skipper took his javelin from Broggle's paws, ears and whiskers twitching. The big otter signalled by waving the weapon at the searchers nearby.
Down, mateys! Lie still and quiet!
Broggle dropped to the damp grass, his eyes wide.
What is it, Skip?
The otter threw a paw about Broggle's shoulder.
Shh! And listen.
It was the strangest of sounds. Like three or four creatures all playing instruments, jangling but tuneful. It sounded even odder when a wobbly voice warbled along with the music in an off-key tenor. As whatever it was drew nearer, Skipper and Broggle had to stifle giggles at the ridiculous song.
Collapalee, collapaloo, oh, what I wouldn't give to be eating a filthy great plate of salad instead of composing this beautiful ballad. A collapalollapaleeoloo, life's hard without scoff, tis true. You could always eat a lettuce, but a lettuce can't eat you. Oh, collapaleeoloo. Hey ho, for the life of a fool, I recall my mater's wise rule. Eat at least 10 meals a day, or else you'll waste away, she'd say. Poor dear mater, so old and grey, and fat as 2 bales of hay. Hey ho, oh, father said to me, me lad, you know, she's going to explode one day, I say. So both of us ran away. Hey!
Crashing and stumbling through the undergrowth came a hare. On his head he wore what had been a three-pointed jester's cap, but only the top point with its bell remained. The sides had been cut away, and in their place the hare's ears formed the other 2 points, each with a small round bell attached to it. His outfit defied any accurate description. It was a flowing, trailing ragbag of harlequin silk, with bits catching on the bushes and tearing off as he toppled and staggered through the woodlands. The reason for his awkward gait was apparent. He was carrying a gigantic musical instrument. The thing had strings and levers, bells, small bugles, flutes, and even a drum attached to it. He finally tripped and fell flat on his back. It did not seem to put him out a bit. He lay there struggling with the instrument and still composing his ridiculous song.
Oh, the saddest sight on earth, I'll tell you for what it's worth. Here's the sight of a chap with an empty tum, laid low in the grass without a chum. A jolly pal who'd stay close by and feed a poor fellow some apple pie, or perchance a slice of onion pasty.
He stopped and gazed up at the faces of Skipper's crew surrounding him.
I say, what rhymes with pasty?
Broggle offered a suggestion without thinking.
Fasty?
The hare looked thoughtful.
Do you think so? Let's give it a try. Or perchance a slice of onion pasty with which to break my morning fasty. Many thanks, old scout, but it'll need a bit of working on, what?